One final segment here on Texans Extra Points. I'm Drew Doherty, your host, with John Harris of Texans Radio, Texans TV, HoustonTexans.com, and also David Nuno,
hey,
ABC 13, KTRK. Guys, they've been fantastic, the Texans defense, at taking the ball away this year. 28 takeaways in all versus 11 just last year. How have they done it? How important is it over this final stretch of the season?
I don't think there's any question it's important, especially with games against Indy and Baltimore, as we referenced earlier. But they've made it a focus. They've talked about it. They work on it in practice. And people think, well, is it something you can work on in practice? Absolutely. But then you also have to get the mindset. You have to satiate the appetite, if you will, to, hey, this works. Look at us. We're getting a bunch of turnovers. I think they have 12 guys with interception. That's pretty amazing. And what that speaks to is that every single level of the defense, they're doing something to create that. Good pass rush. Great disguise with the secondary. That will continue. And then guys need to be aggressive looking for the football. And if they're making a tackle, second guy in. Try and rip that ball out of there. See if you can get that. I think there is more of a focus, and they're working on it. And it's working, so keep it up and look for opportunities that you can make a play.
Before the season, if somebody said Jamal Roll would lead this team in interceptions in December, you just said, what's a Jamal Roll? But what about his point?
I mean, I'm going to be a cliche monster, if that's okay, little buddy. It's a mindset.
Just little buddy, G, by the way.
He's big. This is a mindset, and the Texans have completely, you know, embraced that. You see them at practice, the way they're working on every little bit of creating turnovers. The other thing, too, is I know they're not getting a lot of push on quarterbacks other than J.J., but the fact that J.J.'s in the backfield every single play is making quarterbacks think a little bit quicker, too. I got to get this away because J.J.'s going to talk some mess when he comes by me, and that's part of it, too. It's creating pressure to the quarterback and also the mindset of the DBs.
I like it. All right, it's time to get keys of the game. How do the Texans unlock a win, John?
Well, I want Elvis Presley with mine. I'm going to start offensively with Jailhouse Rock. We're going to build a cell around Blake Bortles, because the one thing you don't want Bortles to do is get out of that pocket. So you've basically got to put him in pass pocket jail and then let everybody get there, because as soon as he gets out of the pocket, that's when good things start happening for Blake Bortles and for Jacksonville Jaguars. Offensively, it's a little more communication. They need to talk more and get the up-tempo going. Quit talking and move. Let's get the up-tempo going with the offense and see where you can go with it.
How about you? What are your keys?
You got to jump on the Jags early. They had a nice comeback against the Giants. You don't want a bad team to feel confident in this one, so jump on them as soon as you can and step on their throats like the Texans did against the Titans. And also protect Fitz, because the Jags are phenomenal at getting to the quarterback. I think 8 sacks the last couple games. You have to protect Fitz to give him time. You take care of those two things, Texans come away with a nice victory.
Guys, this was fun. I'm glad we had you two together on this show. I have had a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun?
Of course we had fun. Come on,
it
man.
Was
We've been
okay.
Doing this for a long time.
Of course, yes, of course. My boy.
They're going back to their radio days. These two, they've got a connection for the past, and it's been a good time. Well, listen, Texans taking on the Jaguars tomorrow at noon. John Harris, David Nuno, appreciate you for the time, and we appreciate you for watching us. We'll be back next week. The Texans going on the road again to take on Indianapolis. Hopefully it's with 2 wins in a row under their belt, because they pretty much need to win out if we want to play into January and February. Don't go anywhere. We got college football coming up next. We thank you for watching Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty, and we'll see you next week at 6:30.